sanity, we use the letter of the word, the letters in the word sanity, and it's stop the behavior, stop the negative behavior, stop the enabling, stop the flow of money. We then go to a symbol of support group. The importance of a support group is crucial to a family, because once again, you're out there alone and not feeling that anyone understands you. And most parents aren't going to expose themselves into or letting people know what they're going through. Again, they don't want to feel like failures. N, you nip excuses in the bud. I, you implement rules and boundaries. Now, we knew that when they were little. From the get-go, we knew that we needed to set rules and boundaries for them. But once they grew up and they became adults and they started doing things that perhaps we said, he's going through rough times, or he's not like the other children, or he's disadvantaged in some way. We make all kinds of excuses for them. So implementing rules and boundaries is crucial. T, trust your instinct. Oftentimes a parent will say, I just know something's not right, but we ignore it because we don't want to face the truth. And if we stop doing that, it's amazing how that would truly help in this process. And why, and the most important in my mind, is yield to God. We cannot possibly get through this without having faith and having trust in God. We can no longer control our adult children. We can no longer believe that what we say is what they will do. They have their own lives. And we have to truly turn it over to God and let go and let God if we're going to see this process work. And this isn't, ultimately, this is not even about our addict, because the addict needs help from a professional. I am the facilitator of the group. I am not a counselor. But bottom line, if we really focus on ourselves and make our lives better, we're not only making it better for ourselves, we're making it better for our other children. And hopefully the addict will see that we're stopping the enabling. We're not going to just drop things and run and get them out of jail, or we're not going to run and get them, over and over again, get them out of the hospital if they relapse, or it goes on and on, the things that we do for them. They're going to see that we've changed our lives, and it means tough love. Maybe just letting them go and saying, you are no longer allowed in my house if you're going to do illegal drugs, or if you're going to do drugs, period, whether they're legal or illegal. And if they're abusing them, we're not going to accept that kind of behavior. We have to show them that we have our morals, our values, our ethics, and that we're not going to give in to the choices that they're making. Ultimately, we have to realize they have free will. And free will means that they're making choices, and addiction is very, very powerful. But once they decide to go to rehab, then absolutely you have to support them. Support them emotionally, support them with prayer. Not support them by taking them cookies and buying them cigarettes and doing, let them figure it out on their own. Let them know you're behind them and you're supporting them with prayer, but don't go overboard. And I have seen it work. We've been blessed to see families that have provided that type of tough love. And we have seen the results of it. It doesn't always work, but there is a chance that it will work.